What's your name?
Alan Hewitson.
What was your job today at Red Race Park?
I was refereeing the speedway match between Edinburgh and Hull.
Did it go the way you thought with Hull coming up here this afternoon?
Not really, because we'd heard that, as you know, I mean, referees, they're actually the home club officials. So I was party to knowing that Hull were strengthening up to try and reach the playoffs. As far as I'm aware, Edinburgh are expecting a strong Hull team to come up. But unfortunately, they only come up with 5 out of 6 riders, which made the job a bit easier for the Edinburgh team. And it made my job easier as well, in a way.
Under strength, underpowered, scoring not as high as what they would expect, and easier for the Edinburgh Falcons. But what about this new rule about how many riders or how many races?
We had 8 riders before, our team, that all had programmed rides. But now they've reduced that to 6 riders with programmed rides. But you can add anything up to 4 non-programmed reserves that you can bring in at any time during the match and get a maximum of 6 rides.
How did that affect the whole team today then? How did they manage to field the team to race against Edinburgh Falcons?
Well, that was the contrast of the two teams. Edinburgh rode with 2 reserves, and they had the luxury of putting Mikey Hewitson, their captain, number one, down at reserve position and bring him in for any chosen races, up to 6 rides. They gave him 6 rides out of the first 9 heats. So that's the way they utilised him as a reserve. But whereas the Hull team, they only had named 1 to 6 with 1 space blank. They couldn't make changes like that in their team for the format over the 18 heats.
It must have been hard for them, of course, with the size of team they've got and the amount of races that were on this afternoon.
Well, it was, but I mean, it's like being in this league, you know how the other teams race. You race against them home and away, and then plus you're always looking at the media to see how their scores have went. So they knew a couple of the guys in the Hull team, and they knew how strong they were, that they were good riders. So, I mean, they always give them the respect there, that they're good riders. But I think riding a man down in this format over 18 heats, using a junior rider who's more akin to the second division match, number one in the first division, so you're going to yield points there.
But at least you get a point.
Yes, for him, a good experience. And then he's, when you look on the media, he has got 12 points next to his name over this match, which is, it's a bit hard still looking on riders having 6 rides this season as opposed to 5 rides. And 12 points is a big score. But unfortunately, he was on the wrong end of Edinburgh riders beating him in first and second place.
But that's the way it went this afternoon here at Red Race Park. What about the event overall? Your opinion? Not as a referee?
Not as a referee. I'll have to go home and watch the video, because I had to get somebody to film the match for me. I normally film them. I'll have to go home and then I can enjoy it as a supporter, shall we say. Andy Angel, British champion, always in control of his bike and that. I mean, just super fitness freak. I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just the way he raced against the Edinburgh guys. Some of it was brilliant, and anybody that was watching it, they couldn't fail to be amazed by, I mean, the power and speed that he went around. He lost a couple of times, but he was opening it up to that way, to making races of it, and it really made it very entertaining. So everybody was wanting Andy out, and when his races were coming up, everybody was anticipating seeing a good race, and they were well worth watching, and the crowd were well paid for it from Andy Angel.
You know, you're talking about entertainment, and one part when he was coming up to the finishing line, I'm not sure if he was in the lead or not, but he'd done a wheelie at the finishing line. Yeah. And that just shows you the sort of man he is.
Very, very strong rider. I mean, the speed that you're going at to actually be in control of the bike and pulling the wheelie like that at top speed. Normally, a lot of guys, you see them coming into the line, they've got a good lead on the guy in second place, and they can slow down a bit and pull the wheelie, but Andy's one. I mean, doesn't matter, he doesn't have to slow down to.
You need to check it out, whether it be after the race was finished or not, but he certainly came up and done a wheelie. He was enjoying it.
I think that was the race with Jake, wasn't it? I'm sure that was the race with, it was either Jake or Craig Newsome. It was later on in the match. Jake was leading him, and Andy tried to pip Jake on the line, but Jake held on despite Andy's wheelie.
But when you do a wheelie, you go up in the air, so you're not gaining any distance. You're actually losing the distance. Half a wheel, when you think about it, you can't even get up.
They reckon it slows you down. When you take the front wheel off the ground, it can slow you down slightly. I mean, in this game, I mean, a fraction of a second, you've seen yourself them going into the first bend, a fraction of a second, you just need over the man behind you, and that's you well in front coming out the second bend. So, I mean, fractions of seconds in that, lifting the front wheel, it can, but Andy's got amazing power. Good, strong top three from Edinburgh today, even having the luxury of putting Mikey Hewitts in at reserve, and I think he dropped 4 points, but, I mean, he was race, miss a race, through the first half of the meeting. So it's bound to take its toll, whereas it would have been spread over the 18 heats. He would have got normal breaks between races. But his race, he beat Andy Angel in their first race together, heat three, and he was well clear of Andy in that one. And then once Andy got dialed into the track, that was it.
But when you look at also when you get Hull penalised with using the air riders and the B team and all that, it certainly puts the points up, and it doesn't make a realistic figure for the result at the end of the race. But the Falcons were still winning by a great amount of points anyway.
Certainly, what was it they were adding on was 39 points, and it took them right 108 something. I can't remember what 50. Plus score for the Division 2 team and that. But at least it gives the Edinburgh Falcons team, it gives them a match, and it's good maybe racing against these guys, because what you do, you've got to get behind them and follow their lines. Any experienced rider, don't even bother if they're beating you, just get into his line
and copy,
and just copy him, just watch what line he's taking and that. And as you get older, kids will be doing that to you, they'll be following in your line.
So although it was not a great score for Hull and a great day for the Edinburgh Falcons, a lot of lessons have been learned, and you know, things to watch out for the Falcons in future. When they race against Hull again, well, they've got some experience, haven't they?
Yeah, and you never stop learning in this game. You're always learning. Every race is different.
Every race is different. We'll find out how the Falcons get on with their next home racing meeting, which is on the 6th of August, isn't it?
Sheffield, against Sheffield.
Good luck.
Thanks, Russell. Thank you.